Good Monday morning to you. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. It was a beautiful weekend here in Pensacola. Really enjoyed it at the beach this weekend, Emerald Waters. I have with me Verus Health Partners, Pam and Keith Giles. How are y'all?
Good.
Good.
That was an excellent song in the beginning.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, I love it.
Got you going. That's the goal. It's pep talk.
Yep.
And it's Monday. We need any help we can get, right?
That's right.
Yes, we're doing good. We're doing good. It's going to be a great week. So we have some information about the public health emergency for COVID-19 we're going to talk about today.
Absolutely. Or the end of it, we should say.
The end of it. Should we have a round of applause? We felt like it was never going to happen, but it did. We did. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. If you want to call or text in, 437-1620. And Paul of Blue Sky Landscaping said, happy Monday. Happy Monday to you. I also want to do a shout out to Janet because she texts me all the time into the show. And I was at Fiesta Parade and she came and said hi. And it was really sweet of her to come and introduce herself to me. So that was kind of fun.
Awesome.
Putting a face with a name that I talk to through text message all the time on the show. So that was really fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
So thanks for that, Janet. I appreciate it. Fiesta Parade was a blast. We had a great time. It was all fun. So I hope you all had a great weekend. Okay, so Verus Home Health. It is the end of the public health emergency for COVID-19. And what does that mean to consumers?
Well, that means there's a few changes coming on. During the public health emergency, there was a lot of things that were some exceptions to the rule, meaning that typically you could go to a variety of doctors, not necessarily staying in your network, and get services because of the emergency. So specifically, if you're on a particular kind of health plan and you got to stay in network, well, during the emergency, you were able to go get services where you needed to get your services. So with the end of the emergency as of May 11th, okay, basically everybody's got to get back on track and go to business as usual. So basically if you're on a plan that's a HMO or a PPO, you're going to have to get back into your network and see your providers that way. A lot of co-pays were waived during that time frame, as well as a lot of telehealth, and some of those things are going to, some of them may or may not still have zero copays, but there's going to be new guidelines as everybody gets back to business as usual at the end. A big part of that is going to include changes in what happens to those who have been on Medicaid. That's a big thing that's going on as well. So if you're on a plan, you want to make sure with your provider what services you can and cannot get, or what the co-pays are, or if there's any changes as we go back to, like I said, they're referring to it as business as usual for our carriers.
Starting today.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That can be a little nerve-wracking for people, I think. But
yeah. And basically the guidelines set out give carriers a year to get everybody back on track. Specifically, a big change are those people who are on Medicaid. And that's kind of a lead into one of the other things that we wanted to address today as well.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy, but it actually worked to the advantage, I hate to say it, the advantage of this whole winding down thing before they were able to go from, like, so a lot of time our Medicaid folks are kind of restricted on who their doctors and hospitals are, right?
Yes.
And during the COVID time, they opened that door up for other facilities and other doctors, which is really cool.
Yeah, so that next part of this whole change with the end of our public health emergency, we go to, there was an act in place, Families First Coronavirus Response Act, And that's what generated not just individuals on regular plans, individuals on Medicaid as well. If you're familiar with the Medicaid process at all, it is a statewide program. And so with the changes with stopping the emergency health, now we're going back to the states as well, have to go back to recertifying for Medicaid. I think we've talked a little bit about it before, but if you are somebody that does get Medicaid, typically you have to recertify every year. So with the end of this emergency as well, now we're going to what they were referring to as unwinding. We're going to go back on track, and now you're going to do your annual recertifications as well as working within the network that's on whatever type of plan that you have. That might be a Medicaid, Medicaid, Medicare combined plan. So all part of that is going to make a change. And one of the things that came out of the Centers of Medicare, Medicaid Services, Medicaid.gov, I want to put that out there. If you want more information, Medicaid.gov, they have information about this whole unwinding and recertification process. Many people might get letters in the mail. You want to take care and pay attention to what they're asking you to do. There will be additional forms you have to fill out and that kind of stuff. So anyway, they are saying that we had a huge enrollment process when we very first opened ACA, the Affordable Care Act market. With this whole transition that's going on now, it is assumed that it is another huge transition period, and we might see a lot of activity on that marketplace as well. So we just want to make people aware of that. And as well, states have 12 months. Again, Medicaid is a state program, so every state is different. But you are looking at each state has like 12 months to get everything back on track, as you will, or complete the unwinding, as they're referring to it. So, wow.
Yeah. So one of the crazy stats that we were looking at was we're talking probably, what was it, in the millions or something that may lose their Medicaid services or be bumped off the Medicaid program. And some of that's good. Okay, so I will tell you, some of that may be good, because what they're finding is, oh, you're eligible for ACA stuff, and if you're eligible for ACA stuff, you're going to get a really good plan. In most cases, that's what would be better served for you, because you can go in, you can pick plans that are have a bigger network than just the Medicaid side.
And so, Medicaid, it's very difficult to find providers sometimes, yeah, in certain areas. I know that personally from working in that field, that it's hard. I mean, not everyone accepts Medicaid, and then mm-hmm. it's difficult. So that is a good option for other people if they're eligible to get right. more options. That's actually great. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Pam and Keith with Veris Health Partners. You can visit them at verishp.com or give them a call at 710-7196. They're on East Cervantes Street. And if you have a question, comment, please text or call 437-1620. So we were talking about public health emergency, the end of the public health emergency for COVID-19, Medicaid recertifications, the unwinding of everyone on Medicaid, right, because of COVID-19?
Correct.
And yep. They have to get recertified.
Yes.
So yep. we can kind of see where everybody's supposed to be.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome.
As Keith mentioned, too, they're talking over 600,000 Americans are
that's a lot
affect. So that's a lot of people,
yeah.
So given that, if you're not eligible for Medicaid and you're not Medicare age, what are your options out there? We have marketplace plans. So once again, Keith, you want to share a little bit about what's going to happen in this Medicaid recertification, what's happening with the marketplace plan? You had some stuff you wanted to share with that as well.
Yeah, so basically what happens, because I deal with a lot of ACA folks, is that they drop off of Medicaid because they make a little bit more money. We'll just put it that way. And but you're like right on the borderline, because I have a lot of clients that are right on the borderline of getting Medicaid or using the ACA. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times that changes every year. Okay, that's that level that changes every year, and each state is different. So you really have to get into that. But if you ever get, okay, you're no longer eligible for Medicaid. Well, guess what? Now you can get something on the ACA that has a lot more doctors in it. So that's the beautiful thing about that. So we will, you have a certain enrollment period, special enrollment period for those things. Usually it's 60 days. But in this case, I think there's an extension on that. You got 12 months to get it done or something like that.
Well, I think the transition is until July 31st, 2024. I don't know. I think it all has to do that 60 days is hinged on where you're at in recertifying or being declined or that kind of stuff. Those kind of details are still not totally clear. But I think the key is if you have to recertify or as you've done the recertification and you're no longer eligible, that 60-day window is going to apply to you.
Yeah, so just if that happens to you or you have questions, please give us a call, shoot us an email or whatever, and we'll go over it and see where we can do.
So you're there to help them through this process?
Yes.
Of recertification?
We can assist, yes, on where you have to go to get it done. There is a way you can do it online. A lot of people, if you're already on some kind of a plan, your plan can advise you as well what you need to do. Because I know in the Medicare space, especially a lot of carriers that offer the special needs plan or what we call Medicare and Medicaid combined, they help with the whole recertification process.
Okay.
So it'd be important to reach out to your provider at that point as well. But we can assist with directing and helping as well.
DCF is usually the resource that we use for complicated things.
Access Florida. That's all the CHIP.
Department
and the
of what?
Okay.
Children and Family Services.
Department of Children and Family Services.
Yep.
Okay.
So
they can help. And then you can go online as well. And usually when there's Medicaid, food stamps, things, they usually give you a list of what's needed, right?
If you
go to their websites, they'll tell you you need bank statements or whatever the process is. They usually give you that information online so you can go ahead and start getting it done.
Yes.
Get it taken care of. So that's always great.
Yep.
And that's a good point. So a lot of times it's complicated for me the first time around when I was helping somebody. I was like, okay, what are they considering life insurance policies? You know, which one's good? Anyway, what about houses? Everybody's like, well, they don't do anything for houses. You can take that off this thing. But
if it's your home that you live in,
right?
It's extra property
right.
that counts towards all
right.
that. Yes,
it's extra property that you'd have to consider. So those are the types of tricky things. It becomes financial, and when we get stick, when this is how I've done it before, is like, okay, I thought it went through, it didn't go through the first time. I usually on the East Coast, I had a resource that I could reach out to. This just doesn't seem right, and I would just turn difficult cases over to that department, and they would say, oh yeah, she just marked the wrong thing on this. But yeah, it's that whole process kind of quirky, I guess.
Yeah, there's a lot of ins and outs, but definitely, you know, there's a way to begin going through Access Florida. We can assist with that. I do. You brought something I thought of while you were talking about that, Keith. There's another program, which is a federal program out there, and it is what we call Extra Help, when that's particularly for medications. And you can apply for that through, believe it or not, ssa.gov, and that is specifically helpful for our individuals on the Medicare space. But if you do get in Medicaid and you're in Medicare, many times you'll all automatically be put into that Extra Help with Prescriptions program. But sometimes you may not qualify for Medicaid, but you might qualify for Extra Help, especially if you're on expensive meds. So that just kind of came to my mind when we were talking about that a little bit.
Absolutely. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Pam and Keith with Veris Health Partners. You can visit them at verishp.com or give them a call, 710-7196. They're on 2810 East Cervantes Street. They deal with all types of health insurance, Medicare. They can help you out, especially with what's going on right now with the unwinding of Medicaid. If you have any questions or comments, please give us a call or text, 437-1620. And then I was just reading some notes, and it says that lawmakers and advocates are expressing alarm over the people losing the coverage, and they're calling to pause the process. Do you feel like that's something they should do or continue what they're doing?
Personally, I think it's good to continue on to do it, especially, I mean, some individuals, many times you recertify and you continue your coverage.
Yes.
But depending on what the state guidelines are there you're at, yeah, you may lose coverage, but you may get coverage that you didn't have before.
Right.
It's just a lot to do because we spent all this time not monitoring it, if you will. So if anything, maybe extend past a year, but it gives more time to get that process going. But I think it's good to have it done so everybody knows where they're at as far as their benefits go.
Absolutely. And I think also when you have, let's say, it says more than 600,000 Americans have lost Medicaid coverage since the pandemic. But I also think about the burden that having so many on Medicaid puts on our health system as well, such as the federally qualified healthcare centers, you know, community health centers. They're working with the Medicaid patients and being there for them. But when you have an overload, it's, you know, it's much harder to treat the patients in a timely fashion and get, you know, what they need. So getting the people that can get off of it onto different things, I think, is a good thing as well. Right. To help with the system.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Absolutely. And the process.
Yep. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. And that kind of goes along with some of the things we talk about with other health options besides different plans available to you on the marketplace. But there might be some other healthy choices out there with, you know, cost sharing options, direct primary care options. So you got other things available to you.
Yes, I think that's actually great.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of one of my clients that was on Medicare. And he part of this whole process, I think, is to sort through people who should be at the next level. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, she had medical conditions where she ended up on Medicaid. Mm-hmm. She couldn't work anymore, but she had a house. She lost her house, and what is it called? A quick sale? What is that thing?
A short sale.
Short sale. Mm-hmm. So what happened was that she got a tax return the next year that she had like $300,000 credit on that, which took her right out of the Medicaid market, because they're essentially saying, oh, you made $300,000
this year,
you know, because you got a write-off on your house. And she was bummed out, but
I would be too, I think.
Yeah, there's a lot of coordination that goes on. When you get into that Medicaid space, it becomes important. Even if it's a one-time, you know, income or changes in your assets. So it's definitely something that, you know, there's a lot of monitoring.
I kind of see this, Pam, as a kind of an audit, too, type thing.
Oh, yeah. Auditing I can see that. Definitely.
Yep, that's a good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah, so if for those of us listening that don't know much about Veris, can you just kind of give us a back story of what you do and what you offer?
I'll let the boss over there, Pam.
Okay, boss.
Well,
just like kind of an overview.
Change off.
I'll share a little bit. Veris Health Partners, Keith is actually the founder and owner, and we're independent agents, and we definitely like to... We are researchers, educators, and advocates for individuals. We do a lot of research to find out what's going on in the marketplace and Medicare space, whatever is associated with healthcare. So we do a lot of research. We do educational classes. We are both veterans, and our third partner, her husband, is a veteran as well. So we have a lot of heart for veterans out there. And we offer educational events to help discern between the different kinds of VA benefits versus going into the healthcare space versus going into the Medicare space. So we have educational events for that. people get billed and don't understand a lot of stuff. We have classes for that on how to understand what's on your bill, how to advocate for yourself, and that kind of stuff. So things kind of lead into each other. But I kind of specialize in the Medicare side of the house. Keith's big into working the group and
individual market,
market space. So we kind of cover those markets as well as we can, which includes, you know, ancillary benefits like hospital indemnity, dental and vision insurances, and those kind of things. So we just kind of like to reach out and be there for people and help people get in the plans they need to get in, educate them on what they have. A lot of people don't know what they have. So kind of in a nutshell, we cover those that space. You want to add to that, Keith?
No, I think we really enjoy trying to help people find a way. It's very rare that we can't find a solution, but in this particular area over here, there's options that you can actually, if you're a smart healthcare consumer, you can be self-reliant and not have any insurance, because there's you have nonprofit hospitals here, you have other means in which to get your health care if you can't afford it, but in most cases we're going to be able to find some way to get you the health insurance you need. Just don't wait till the last minute.
Yes.
You know, you just need to start thinking about it, because that's the big problem. You wait till the last minute when something comes up, and now we're scrambling. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We're going to probably work with an individual. We're going to bring a lawyer involved with from getting them on Medicare. And so that's – she's disabled, and sometimes it's kind of a slow process in the Medicare side to get them, what is it called, disability?
Medicare disability.
Yeah, medical disability. And sometimes it takes a lawyer to get it going. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
You said one thing too, Keith, as far as smart healthcare consumers, how many of us always shop around before we purchase anything?
Yeah.
And you want to be educated on the product that you get, and that's, you want to do the same thing with your health insurance. There's a way to do that, but you don't want to, like he said, wait till the last minute, especially the Medicare space. You know, we'll touch more on it other times, but you got to be wary when you're know what you're doing when you're coming off of employer plans.
Oh,
if you waited
yes.
past age 65, you want to make sure you're not going to be tapped with penalties and stuff like that. So education is key
and
knowing what you're doing when it comes to making your choices.
Yeah, we hang around legislators once in a while, too,
to
find out what they're doing. Because everybody knows one good piece of legislation is great, but one bad one can really be difficult.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. Absolutely.
So we try to keep our clients up to date on that.
Absolutely. And if you need more information, you can head on over to Verushp, VerushP.com. It'll give you all the information, what their services are. You can even schedule an appointment. You can head on over to 2810 East Cervantes Street. They are local, or they are in Melbourne, Florida as well.
Correct.
Their phone number is 710-7196. You can also call or text if you'd like. You have a question, 437-1620. So we are talking about what they offer, education, you know, making sure you have the right plan that fits your needs, definitely. I mean, you don't want to just sign up for something and then get to the doctor and it's not, you know, or you can't go to the doctor you need to, or you don't have the benefits for the prescription that you need, you know. So make sure that you're educated and they're there to help you with that. Mm-hmm. Also, we're talking about the end of the public health emergency for COVID-19, how Medicaid, you have to recertify. You have a year to do that. It's called the unwinding, which is kind of creepy almost.
It is. I was thinking of having like a Halloween theme in there.
I feel like.
And now we're going back.
Should be a movie title, The Unwinding of Medicaid. So we're turning to regular operations. Man, time goes by fast, doesn't it?
It is.
It does.
I feel like 19, 20, 21, and 22 are a blur. I don't even know what happened in which year anymore. It was crazy. But I'm glad that we're getting back on track, right?
Absolutely.
We moved past the hard part. We all made it. So that's awesome.
Coming up, we have Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. You know, always a good time. And then after that, I want you to stick around because we have Emily Harden. She's going to talk about her story with breast cancer, and she has a very unique boutique that is opening that I feel like would benefit you or your loved one. So stay tuned.
Thank you.